Welcome to the Dreamwalkers podcast. Join us on a journey beyond the boundaries of reality, where dreams come alive and adventures unfold. In this series, we follow the extraordinary escapades of a young boy named Jin as he explores the captivating world of dreams. Fasten your seatbelts, or should we say, your sleep masks, as we embark on whimsical tales, mysterious realms, and the boundless imagination of the Dreamwalkers. Jin and Grandpa sit in cages opposite each other. Jin tries to get out.
Come on!
He urges, pulling at the bars, but they refuse to give.
Jin, it's useless. I've tried many times.
Jin stops trying and sits down.
I don't want to be stuck here forever either. But sometimes, there are no options.
Grandpa, why did you leave?
Oh, Jin. You know, since your grandma died, all I've ever wanted is to see her again. I became a dreamwalker as a teenager, and of course, for me, the time that I spent in my dreams was precious. And because of it, I didn't give your grandmother as much attention as she wanted, as she deserved. I just couldn't live with the feeling that she's gone, and I didn't appreciate every minute with her.
Jin is hooked on these words.
I knew that it was possible to find a way there, in dreams, and once I saw him, Charon...
Funny old man.
I knew that Charon transports the souls of the dead. He collects them in the starry sky like a fisherman and transports them. I asked for him, said that I was a lost soul and all that. He was so scared that I was afraid he was going to blow up. So he led me to them.
Grandpa's eyes light up with the memory.
To the world of death?
Almost. To the gates. They were so glowing. I understood too late that it's not so easy to get there. I found out another secret way to get there, but they understood everything and put me here. I was so close to seeing your grandma and telling her how much I love her and that I should have spent every second with her.
So, we'll sit here forever?
Well, they didn't tell me anything, but I've heard that people like us sit here until their death.
Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Are you going to die?
Grandpa didn't expect that, but doesn't want to lie.
Everybody has to go someday, even me.
I was scared. I was so scared when you didn't wake up. I thought that I'd lost you. I'm afraid that you'll be gone.
I'm not going anywhere right now, that's for sure. But you have to know that when it happens, I'll be coming to you in your dreams and in your memories. They'll be good when you have them.
But I don't want that.
No one does. But that's life, and you have to accept it. That is why you need friends. They'll support you.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
For what?
For letting you down. I wanted to get you out, but I did everything wrong.
No, don't say that. You never let me down. You are the greatest thing in my life. And you've made such a long journey on your own.
Not on my own.
Hmm?
I met Gloria and Desp. They helped me, but then we argued.
Jin, you've made friends.
We were like a band, but good criminals.
Grandpa laughs.
And where are they now?
They let me down, and we separated.
Oh, why's that?
Just they don't care about me, that's all.
Oh dear, Jin, sometimes friends...
We are not friends.
Okay, okay. Sometimes partners argue. That's fine. But partnerships don't like selfishness. That is why from time to time we need to sacrifice our own interests.
Jin is sad.
Do you miss them?
Yeah.
Did you have fun together?
Yeah, we did such amazing things. You wouldn't believe me.
Grandpa laughs even more.
Well, that, my boy, is called friendship. And I am really proud of you. You did everything I told you.
What do you mean?
You'd were coming to save me. But on the way, you found what you have needed for your whole life.
What is it?
Friends. I can't wait to meet these people.
They are not people.
Desp and Gloria try to find a way into the castle.
I'm blinded by this thick fog. I can't see a thing.
You know, I'm glad that you came back.
Me too, unless we're stuck here forever.
Relax, we'll get out of here someday.
Okay, that's it.
Desp turns into an eagle and flies high into the sky. Gloria loses him from her view. Suddenly, he lands and turns into himself again.
What's wrong?
They are here.
Who?
She sees a dozen Siren soldiers and Belle descending.
It was hard to find you.
Go away, Belle. I'm too busy.
Gloria tries to go further, but the soldiers won't let her pass.
Huh? What's wrong with you?
With me?
He advances, pressing on her with all the power of his figure.
Are you going to tell me that you didn't steal the Auxil?
I didn't steal it. I just borrowed it and was going to give it back, honestly.
Now give it to me. I'm sure that it will be safer with me than with you.
Belle stretches out a wing.
For the first time, I agree with you. But here we have a problem. I don't have it anymore.
You've lost it?
Lost it? No. Who do you think I am? I'm responsible. It's smashed to smithereens.
The Sirens are shocked.
What? You've broken the Auxil? The most important thing in our legacy? That's so typical of you.
Stop saying that! It was an accident!
Do you know what the accident is? It's you! You were always not like the others. But Dad tried to protect you. He saw potential in you where there was none.
Hey, don't you dare to talk to her like that!
What are you talking about? You were his favorite.
I did my best to make him proud while you didn't do anything. But he loved you more.
What's wrong with you, big brother?
That's none of your business. Caesar, you're under arrest.
Gloria swiftly dodges as the Sirens move closer. Desp transforms into a panther, and Gloria leaps onto his back. Together they dash off, pursued by the Sirens attempting to catch them in flight. Despite their efforts, Gloria's nimbleness and size make her elusive. In the distance, Belle follows in pursuit.
That doesn't make sense. You're acting yourself like a child.
Me? You're trying to arrest me just because you're jealous.
No, because you are a criminal.
Stop it.
Everybody stops. They look around. Keela emerges from the fog.
I warned you, Belle, but you didn't listen to me.
But I...
And you. It seems that you didn't understand what the legend was about. You've both disappointed me like no one else before.
Gloria jumps down and begs on her knees. Desp turns into himself again.
I'm sorry, Father. I made a stupid mistake and I should be punished.
And she broke it.
Keela's look become more serious and frightening.
But first, I need to help my friend. He's in trouble and I... We won't let go until we do that.
Keela wants to say something, but a fire arrow flies out of the fog and sticks into the ground. Four demons, who look almost like the demon from the cave but smaller, come out of the fog. This was the 8th episode of the Dreamwalkers podcast. Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you've enjoyed this show, please take a moment to rate the podcast, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends. Sweet dreams.